Today we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled A Taste of the Future. In the introduction, we were introduced to the idea that travel photos and television shows show us these images about places that we can go and food that we can eat that makes our imaginations just light up with the possibilities. And yet, for us who are looking at these things, there's no way for us to know how these things actually do taste or how they actually do smell unless we are able to go there and taste and smell them in person. However, as part of an ongoing study that is happening in Japan, there is now a way for us to experience these things without actually having to eat anything. And while this technology is still in the early stages, the introduction says that it may only be a matter of time until people are able to try new foods without ever leaving their homes. Lisa starts the conversation by saying hello to Mark and commenting on a delicious-looking hamburger that he has. Mark says hello back and then talks about how he was watching a cooking show and that he had this creative desire to try out the burger recipe that he had seen inside of the show. Lisa says that the smell of that hamburger is extremely nice, and it seems like she'd like to try some herself. And then she asks if Mark feels that the food that people are making on television actually tastes as good as everyone on the show says it does. Mark tells her that while the guests are always sort of drooling over it, they're always saying how wonderful it is, there's no way that we as the audience could ever really know, even if we try to copy what they did in the show at our own homes. Lisa then suggests that it would be really cool if there was a way to join in on tasting the food that you see as you watch the show. Mark says that it definitely would be cool and suggests that maybe this idea of watching while smelling or watching while tasting is where an idea from the 1960s called Smell-O-Vision came from. The idea was that they would attract attention to a movie by releasing smells into the movie theater so audiences could actually experience what the actors were seeing and doing on the screen. Lisa says that releasing smells doesn't seem like a really useful idea, and then goes on to say that with the computer technology that we have today, there has to be a real solution for making a computer-made experience. And Mark says that there is now a way to have computer-made tastes, and talks about the Noramaki synthesizer. Lisa doesn't know what that is, but she does know that Noramaki is a type of sushi, and asks if that's what this thing is. And Mark says, well, yes, actually, it's named after Noramaki sushi, because the creator came from Meiji University in Japan, and the guy thought that the tube that makes the flavors actually looks like the sushi. Lisa thinks that's pretty cool and asks how it works. Mark says that there's a gel that tricks your brain into thinking it has food inside of your mouth. You just make the machine do a flavor and then touch it to your tongue. Lisa says that there's only 5 flavors, though, that we can taste. And she talks about sweet, bitter, sour, salty, and savory flavors, and then tells him about how the rest of the flavors that we enjoy are actually picked up by our noses and asks if the machine is able to make smells as well.
今天我们延续昨天的文章，讨论到关于未来新科技虚拟美味棒的主题。那就是一开始就是说呢，像是一些旅游照片或者是电视节目，他们都会展现很精彩的一些就是旅游胜地或者是食物的照片，就是会去激发观众的想象力。但是呢，其实我们也没有办法就是知道它食物真正的风味是什么，除非就是我们自己去亲自体验。所以就是有一个就是日本正在进行的一个研究，指出说呢，研究人员他发明了一种就是你不需要实际进食就可以体验到就是味道的一个方法，就是虚拟美味棒。那它是这个科技现在还是处在一个早期阶段，但是呢，距离人们就是可以不出门就可以品尝到新食物的日子，其实就是只是时间上的问题。那一开始呢 ，Lisa 就是跟 Mark 打招呼，然后就说呢，那看起来是一个很好吃的汉堡。那 Mark 就说呢，他因为他刚刚在看美食节目，所以他就鼓舞了他去试做这个汉堡的食谱。 Lisa 就说闻起来很棒，但是呢你觉得就是接着问说你觉得电视上做的食物真的有他们说的这么好吃吗？那 Mark 就说呢，来宾介绍食物的时候总是就是让观众看的就是流口水，但是就算我们在家里面试着做也没办法得知到底好不好吃。那 Lisa 就说呢，如果有一个方法呢可以让你就是边看电视边试味道的话，是不是就是一个很酷，是不是很酷呢？ Mark 就说会吧，就是很酷吧。所以他又说呢，其实就是有之前1960年代的时候，就是有一个被称为嗅觉视觉的一个行销噱头的灵感，就是他们会把气味放到就是电影院，让观众可以体验屏幕上的东西，进而就是去吸引消费者进到电影院里面看电影。那 Lisa 就说这个方式似乎就是很不切实际，那他就觉得说对于所有的虚拟实境技术呢一定要有一个可行的解决方案才行。那 Mark 就说呢，是有的，那你有听过就是像是寿司卷合成器吗？那寿司卷合成器就是从就是真的就是像寿司卷这样子，所以就是得到这个名字。那这个合成器就是明治大学的教授就是开发出这个装置，他认为呢就是产生虚拟的味道的手持式凝胶管就看起来真的有一点像寿司卷。Lisa 就觉得就是听起来很酷，那他就问说那这怎么操作呢？ Mark 就说呢，这个装置就是有可以诱骗大脑味觉感受器的凝胶所组成的，那你就是可以设定程式来复制食物，然后放到嘴巴里面触摸你的舌头。但是 Lisa 就好奇就说呢，那我们主要有五种味觉，就是甜味、苦味、酸味和咸味和辣味，那其他的味道都是嗅觉的，所以这个装置也可以产生虚拟嗅觉吗？Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
Apparently, the creator tried to create artificial smells, but he found it impossible. Even so, the five flavors can be blended together to recreate whichever food you want. It's great news for people on a diet, and just think of how many people would tune in to watch Gordon Ramsay with it hooked up to their TV.Mark says that the man who made the Noramaki synthesizer tried to create artificial smells, but he wasn't able to do it. Apparently, it's not possible. But even with no smells, those five flavors that the machine does make can be mixed together, and they can actually create the flavor of whatever food you'd like. Lisa says that that's wonderful for people who are on a diet. And then she has an idea about people tuning in to watch Gordon Ramsay.To tune into something means to listen to or watch something. And so here what she's saying is just think how many people would watch Gordon Ramsay with this thing hooked up on their television.
Mark 就说呢 ,apparently the creator tried to create artificial smells, but he found it impossible. 就说呢很显然的就是这个开发者有试图要去制造人工气味，但他发现就是不太可能。Even so, the five flavors can be blended together to recreate whichever food you want. 但是即便是如此呢，这五种味道也还是可以混合在一起，去重制成你想要的任何食物。Lisa 就说呢 ,It's great news for people on a diet. 就说呢对节食的人来说其实是个好消息。他就接着就说呢 ,and just think of how many people would tune in to watch Gordon Ramsay with it hook up to their TV. 就说呢想一想就是有多少人就是会边看就是戈登拉姆奇的节目，然后边搭配寿司卷合成器。这边有一个动词 tune in， 就是有收看或者是收听某一节目。
What an enterprising idea, Lisa. A scheme like that could catapult you to riches. Do you know much about working with virtual reality? VR technology is my passion, and the potential applications for a taste synthesizer are gargantuan.Mark calls Lisa's idea enterprising. Enterprising, it means being resourceful or showing an initiative. So he thinks that her taking the idea of tasting stuff from a machine and then making it so that you can taste what Gordon Ramsay is cooking on TV is a very resourceful idea. It shows a lot of promise and she's very business-minded. And so then he says that that kind of scheme could catapult her to riches. To catapult means to launch something quickly.So by putting the taste synthesizer and the TV show together, she could suddenly become very, very rich. And he asked if she knows much about working with virtual reality to make that idea happen. Lisa says VR technology. Now, VR just means virtual reality. So she says virtual reality technology is her passion. And then she talks about the applications or the ways that the machine can be used. And she talks about them being gargantuan, which means very large or huge. So she says that the possible uses for a machine that makes tastes, there's quite a lot of them.
Mark 他就说呢 ,What an enterprising idea, Lisa. 多么创新的想法 ,Lisa. 那他这边有一个形容词 ,enterprising, 就是有创新精神的。A scheme like that could catapult you to riches. 就说呢那样的策划可以让你一夜致富。这边有一个动词 catapult, 就是有使突然上升的意思。那在这边就是指一夜致富。Do you know much about working with virtual reality? 就说你是不是很懂虚拟实境啊？那 Lisa 就说呢 ,VR technology is my passion. 就说呢她很热衷虚拟实境技术。VR 就是前面的 virtual reality 的缩写。那她又接着说呢 ,and the potential applications for a test synthesizer are gargantuan. 就说呢而且呢美味合成器的潜在应用范围很广大这边有一个形容词 gargantuan 就是有广大的或者是庞大的巨大的意思